going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
In your lineup builder to be, oh God, Evan, let me just read it. My bad. Okay, I'll do okay. Make sure you opt in and tap to hear about your lineup builder. Okay, here we go.
Hey, it's Moses Moody with the Golden State Warriors. Now back to Steiny and Guru.
What, Evan? Wow. When do we bring outtakes to the?
Well, remember when Nahigian put together that montage? He's great at that.
Yeah.
I mean, tell you what. How to get to the head of your field?
Make sure you
learn to do a montage.
Okay, here we go.
Evan, why? Like, coming from you, I get Dibs just texted. Lo'Neal went to Lemoore High. For out the ones out there keeping score?
Lemoore. Not Lemoore, but you were right about debacle.
Yeah, I know I was.
Let me just address this real
Evan
quick.
Stuck it to Evan, me.
Evan said, yeah, it's not good for the show. What are you talking about?
Oh. You're not going to the cafeteria later?
Yeah, you said out loud we were half planned.
I'm going.
You're going now.
I'm going.
I'm
going.
The Denzel meme. My man.
I'm going. Yeah, we'll hang out this afternoon.
And then the game.
Report back.
Huh?
We got credentials. Let's go ask Bochy a question.
Let's not.
Yeah.
You'd be scared anyway. Well,
you'd be smelling like something.
Beer?
Yeah. Beer.
Like a horse.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Goo. Everything in moderation.
I just wish we could get all six hosts, the producers, the boss, and we could just go do something as a team.
Remember we did that and
we went
everybody
bowling.
Fought.
No, we went bowling and nobody fought. And then we had, you weren't here.
Oh.
We had softball where I hit the homer about, some say 310, 315, according to who you ask.
Yeah, all everyone right. was there except for Steiny.
Yeah, he was out of town though.
Thank you.
Yeah. Still.
That was my...
He wouldn't have cared.
Should I have skipped my daughter's graduation? No, seriously, I should have, right? I should have. No,
high
right.
school?
College.
All right.
She's getting a master's anyways.
Well, we got some smart
I hope
kids.
Not, because I ain't paying for it. All right. We got a call. It's Big Smoothie is in Oakland.
I think he's going to be nervous about...
Oh. Hey, what the hell's going on here?
I swear to God, that was not on me.
Smoothie, call back. That one, Dick Merville, Dick Vermeil, line one.
Apparently, the Blue Angels hangar is also in Lemoore, they say.
Great knowledge with Tommy Smith. That was good.
By the way, thank
we
you.
We got him back.
Okay, but by the way,
make him wait.
Jimmy Butler, his status for tomorrow in question. And Sham Sharania of ESPN reporting he's in serious jeopardy of missing tomorrow's game. Now, my feeling on this is I don't think you need the word serious in front of it. I feel like that's the same word.
Not to me. It paints a picture that he's really hurting.
Right. So if I say to you, Jimmy Butler's status for tomorrow is in jeopardy.
That doesn't hit as serious jeopardy.
Oh, please.
If I tell you, hey, Steiny, I got a problem with you.
Okay.
You say, okay, let's talk about it. But if I say, hey, Steiny, I got a serious problem with you.
That's a different word.
Well, no, it's...
No, the second word.
It's putting emphasis on the problem. He's injured in serious jeopardy.
Issues are issues. Jeopardy is a defined kind of... When you're in jeopardy, you're in jeopardy.
Well, the serious was for effect, and it did it for me. I said, oh, wow. Steiny, you probably need to be careful.
It's like in A Few Good Men, when Tom Cruise said...
You can't handle the truth.
No, that's not the line. That is line, but... The line is, you put him in grave danger. And Nicholson said, is there any other kind?
Wow. I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Jack.
I like
Where's
that.
Where's he been in the postseason?
Huh?
Steiny, he's dealing with stuff.
Is he, like, is he sick?
Health issues, man.
Are you
he ain't 30 anymore. You know what I'm saying?
No, I think he's like 80-something.
I think he's almost 90.
Celtics never had a guy like an actor or any hot, you know what I mean?
Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah.
What?
When he had a needle in his butt.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
Let's go to Eric in Fairfield. Let's talk about the draft. What's up, Eric? How you doing? What are you laughing at?
Hey, good,
my
good,
joke.
Good. I kind of like.
Hey, hey. Yes, sir.
Great. Hey, you know, look. Yeah, listen to you guys all the time, but I just wanted to chime in, you know, talking about the draft. You know, I like the pick with Williams right on the edge. Like, definitely needed that. And I hear a lot of people talking about we have to continue on the D-line, which we do. But I think that something that's being forgotten is that we don't have a starting left guard at the moment. I mean, you know, there's a couple of, you know, Buford, and, you know, a couple of players that they want to, you know, that they're going to try. But we technically do not have a starting left guard at the moment. And there's a couple of them out there. I think that could be a sleeper position that everybody wanted to probably keep their eye on for today, whether if it's the second round or the third round, you know?
Yeah, they need help on both lines.
Yeah, and that's a serious issue. But I wonder if they feel like him, Steiny, to where they don't have one on the roster. But I'll tell you this, and, you know, I hate it. A couple years ago, what did they say? They didn't feel like when they took Pearsall. They didn't feel like there was an O lineman worthy of that first round pick. But bottom line is, if they agreed or thought like the caller, I think they would have went that direction instead of D line. But I felt like they felt like the D line was more important, and they can get a guard, you know, today or tomorrow.
I feel like they has this regime ever drafted an O lineman in the first round?
Nope.
I don't think so.
Nope.
I mean, that to me is a big enough sample size to tell me that's not something they've ever done. Like they must feel like they can get quality up and down the draft. McGlinchey was not this regime, correct? Or was that the previous regime? Mike McGlinchey.
McGlinchey. Lynch took over in 2017.
And he was picked when?
McGlinchey?
Yeah.
Give me a second.
Okay, because they're saying, this regime! Joe Staley. Stop it. This regime. But maybe Mike McGlinchey.
Yeah,
I want to say McGlinchey was.
He was.
Yeah. Okay, Mike McGlinchey. Thank you. So they haven't done it in 8 years. That's still a pretty big sample size.
And they've had a bunch of success.
What was I going to say about... 5-1-0 on the... Yep. Boxer and Gerson, work injury attorneys text line from the 510. Wrong, Steiny. The Blue Angels' home is Pensacola, Florida. Oh, but yes, the Blue Angels have a place at a Navy Air Base. Okay, so half wrong.
But what made you?
Because somebody on the text line said that's where the Blue Angels are.
Oh, and fell for it.
Yeah, of course. Why not? You think Butler's going to play?
I don't. And let's be honest, if it were up to you or you or him, Steiny, you got a game Monday. So you don't want to...
You know my theory, right?
Give it to me. And I don't know it.
People, I'm believe it or not, not believe it or not, I actually do believe this. Okay. Jimmy Butler. It's game 3 Saturday,
yeah.
Right?
1-1.
Game 3 is not as big of a game for Jimmy Butler as it is for the fans. Here's what I believe. I believe these NBA players are so confident. They are so proud of their competitiveness that Jimmy Butler is like, I could see him saying, I can't play tomorrow. Well, what if we lose? Okay, we're down 2-1 and we'll win 3 out of the next 4. Like, that's who Butler is.
Okay.
And I would even take it a step further in a crazy kind of way. If Butler's injury is significant.
It looked and sounded significant.
And it happened on a Wednesday, right? Wednesday.
Yeah.
I mean, I could almost see him saying, I can't play. I'm not going to play in games 3 or 4. Well, what if we lose them both? Well, I don't believe we will lose them both, but if we do, we'll win 3 in a row with me. Like, that's who he is.
Yeah, but that's a dangerous game. And I know you're not selling it like somebody wants that injury.
He's healthy. But here's the other thing I feel like about
Jimmy Butler.
That's
scary, man. That's,
I also don't think Jimmy Butler doesn't want to go out there not being Jimmy Butler.
No doubt.
So that's why I have a feeling I don't think he's going to play tomorrow.
And
I don't know about Monday.
You make me think of Pods, even though it was a different issue, and I love Pods, and you hit it on the nail, man, one of a few times. But you said, you know what, we would have been in here ripping them for, oh, you got an upset tummy, as opposed to trying to go out there and get it done. But he was not himself, and that's what you want to avoid with Jimmy Butler. Steiny, I know you're laughing on that sham tweet and how it was written, but when I hear serious and deep, because they say it's a deep contusion, Curry missed a week, and we're all just kind of laughing right now, passing the Grey Poupon, saying, oh, if it were regular season, he would have played. I mean, if it were playoffs, he wouldn't have missed a week. But what if for real, just structurally and body-wise, he can't endure the pain or
– then he won't play. Seriously.
And then I would be petrified because now –
but it's
we're
just
talking
a basketball game, you know.
Well, no,
remember
it's
when Steve Kerr says that?
Well, sports
we're
petrified.
We're playing basketball.
Yeah, but it's sports petrified.
That's fair.
Because we were 25-27 when we got him. And there's no Wiggins. So if he can't go, I mean, Steiny, you can go draw it up. You know, Kuminga play out of his mind, Peyton and Pods. But you made an interesting point in the green room and Evan wasn't around. And you were just talking about what you saw from these two games, the refs letting them play. And B.J. Armstrong, the great former Bull, talked about guys being able to play with this physicality. And I thought of Pods right away. Not saying he can't, but Steiny, guys like him and Moody, can they play through contact if they don't call a tight game? And if they're going to be on display a bit more, dependent on more, without Butler, if he can't go tomorrow? Like, man, Steiny, I'm not so sure of that. Steph can do it.
The Warriors should be able to win 1 out of the next 2 games without Jimmy Butler. That's the way I look at it. And I don't know what his status is Saturday or what his status is
hopefully don't miss
Monday.
It.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Let's get somebody who knows a little more about this than we do. This is Dr. Panja.
Our man.
How would I introduce Panja's 95.7 The Game's advisor in medical issues? Yeah, that'll work.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more. And get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skene strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the heroes of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
He's our guy, and he knows his stuff.
Now, the report came out that he suffered a deep glute contusion. So what does that actually mean? So a glute is basically one of the muscles, and there are three main glute muscles, the maximus, the medius, and the minimus. They help to stabilize the core, really important for landing and balance and doing a lot of basketball-type activities. A contusion is localized damage to the muscle that comes from that direct blow. So like when you pull a muscle, there's a very localized area of muscle damage that usually has bleeding and bruising, and that can lead to swelling and discomfort. Deep typically indicates the region of where it's damaged in the muscle. More superficial bruises or contusions will typically be closer to the skin. Deeper bruises are closer to the bone, which is not surprising due to the degree of injury that Jimmy Butler suffered when he fell. Now, in general, the first 24 to 48 hours after this injury, you're using pain modalities such as icing, anti-inflammatories, and also making sure that muscle doesn't get stiff and becomes more difficult or painful to move around in that initial period. But in general, this becomes a pain management issue.
Hey, Doc, is he playing or not?
Dude, that was great.
I'm just kidding. Panji's got a great sense of humor.
Dude, he named minimum, maximus, all of it.
I got a big ass. Okay.
That was great, Doc.
It was great telling us about the injury. It was not great telling us about what his status will be. That's on this one.
Typically for the glute muscles in that area, when there's more of a localized contusion, if you can control that pain, make sure the area doesn't get stiff, and he can perform adequately on the basketball court, he can return as soon as he's comfortable and able to do those things. The good news is that since this area is typically a more of a localized area from contusion in general, you're not worried about a more longer-term issue, whereas you would with an actual muscle pull that comes from actually not a blow, but rather from more repetitive activity. But if you look at NBA players who suffer glute contusions, typically this leads to about one game missed. Now, a lot of that data is from the regular season where there may not necessarily be that big push to have to come back early. Obviously, if this happens in the playoffs and pain management can be basically achieved with Jimmy Butler, there could be a chance he could potentially be back for game three or game four based on how his body responds. But overall, this appears to be good news for Jimmy Butler in the absence of there being fracture or higher up injury in his spine. This largely becomes a pain management issue. And there is a possibility that if he gets that pain management under control, that we could see him back very shortly for the Golden State Warriors.
Okay, so then, that's
pain management.
That's what it's all about.
Get a little needle.
So,
a little shot.
You know, it feels to me like tomorrow's iffy. No doubt about it.
But the Jimmy we know, because he's a tough SOB.
Well, hold on. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah.
No, go ahead.
Like, if you told me to bet right now, you asked me earlier, I'm changing it.
Okay.
I think we're going to see him tomorrow.
Okay.
After hearing that from the doc.
Okay. And I don't think he's going to play. And you're going to say, the Jimmy I know is going to want to play, playoff Jimmy.
The one I think I know.
Blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Yeah, let me tell you the Jimmy that I think of, and that's the Jimmy Butler that
championship.
Has been in the playoffs so frequently, he understands how long a seven-game series is, and if he thinks that he can miss one game and he'll be significantly better by Monday, I think he'll do that. I don't know. It's really weird. What does Jimmy Butler look like? Hampered.
That's a concern.
I don't know.
So don't go out there compromise.
Exactly.
But if you get the shot, the wonder shot, and the pain's not there, then you know what I mean? You feel like you could fly.
If there's any question, he can't play tomorrow.
Dude, I'm with you, Steiny. And you now, got a game Monday?
Exactly. I mean, and I get it. People say, well, this is monster game. Game three.
It is.
But they still have room here. And here's the other thing. Here's the trap that I think we're all getting into.
It's a trap.
And I can't stand it. The assumption that if Jimmy plays, we win. And if Jimmy doesn't play, we lose. Like, you can beat the Rockets 1 out of 2 if you don't have Jimmy Butler. Come on, right? This team can beat the Houston Rockets. Let's say he misses the next 2 games. Come on. This team could beat the Rockets 1 out of the next 2 at home.
And you know I'm Mr. Jonathan Kuminga, but are you so confident?
It's got less to do about Kuminga than the entire team.
If he's playing, we're going to see him. Hopefully we see the best high optium version of Jonathan Kuminga. But
I wouldn't say if Kuminga plays bad, they can't win 1 out of the 2 games.
Oh, then how would they win it?
They would win it because
Steph.
That's
my concern. Who's going to score the ball against
They're going to need everybody to pitch in.
But a lot of times, I mean, what are the odds of that happening? I'm not saying it can't, Steiny, but if you're telling me, everybody has to be clicking on all cylinders.
If we find out today that Butler's going to miss the next 2 games, I'll bet you the Warriors win one of them.
And I wouldn't. I could totally see that, and okay. I wouldn't bet. But
exactly. That's what I'm saying. And yes, I think Jonathan Kuminga is going to get a chance to play.
But I just heard the word deep.
If he doesn't play well, they got to go somewhere else. And I believe this team can win 1 out of 2 games against the Houston Rockets at home. I mean,
you still go to Houston for game 5,
right? And then you get Butler back.
Oh, I got you.
And then you have Butler. And the other thing is, here's the other thing I was thinking about. Okay, yeah, Butler, he's a champion, he got to the finals twice. If you don't have Jimmy Butler, let's just say in the next 2 games, well, this is where your pedigree comes in. It's where, right. And you can't talk about championship, 4 titles. These guys have pedigree. These guys have been there before. Rockets, first time, and then not acknowledge they should have an advantage.
Listen, I'm Mr. Positive.
It does not sound like it.
But you're forgetting a lot of things, Donnie, a few things.
I don't think so.
Andrew Wiggins, number 22, was a part of this team.
He's irrelevant.
And he was part of the pedigree.
But he's irrelevant.
Okay, so with no Jimmy and no Wiggins, the pedigree's out the window because all we're talking about
Draymond Green.
And okay, but now it's more about the other guys.
Kevon Looney?
Jonathan Kuminga's going through whatever he's going through.
Oh, okay.
So you're asking for a lot, partner.
Now I'll play the other side of it.
It's a great defensive team.
Looney and Kuminga have playoff experience. They've been in the postseason before.
But 4 days ago, we both decided, and you even described that as minimal. You know,
I was just
Mike Steiny, I'm just not saying they can't do it, but I'm
gonna be typical though. You're making me mad.
Now break down typical.
You tout pedigree and experience and Steiny, 4 championships. Rockets got nothing.
Okay, but when you take some of that away,
they still have Curry and Draymond. It's like, and now
was
all
that
of a sudden,
good, okay.
Now all of a sudden you're saying acknowledge that maybe you don't all think right. pedigree's
I'm
that
being
important.
Real. They had Curry and Draymond, and they were 25 and Wiggins, and they were 25 and 27.
In the regular season.
Yeah, okay, and they had to go get Butler, and he changed it
and
all.
Now, without him and no
Wiggins, I'm not saying it can't get done, but I don't think you should be shocked if people are like, oh, good God, give me a double.
I don't care if people are saying, good God, give me a double, but the idea that, oh my God, the Warriors are in trouble. Well, what was the theme of this series? Veterans versus
difficult.
Young players.
But it still
okay,
would
they
be
lost
difficult.
One veteran. They lost Butler. He's important.
Yeah.
They still have Steph Curry. They still have Gary Payton, who played a ton in the championship run. They still have Kevon Looney. They still have Draymond Green. It's
I get you.
It's like you can't.
But I'm saying, Stoney, they're like I'm with my girl, our girl, Lauri Matthews. They really need him on defense as well.
I'm not saying they don't need
him. And I'm not saying they can't win, but even with Jimmy, I'm the guy, Warriors in five, I can't sit here in front and not tell you those were two difficult-ass games for the Warriors offense, even with Jimmy. They didn't score 100 in either game. And now you're telling me he might not be available? It ain't like Kuminga's been getting champagne and strawberries. Now you're asking him to act like none of that happened and be the best, and maybe he will. But from a fan standpoint,
listen,
hug me
here's
and
bottom,
understand,
no,
say you
gonna.
Understand my fear
I'm not
if
going
he can't
to,
go.
I'm not going to, and I'll tell you why. Stuff like this happens every single playoffs. Mm. It's part of having to win a title. You may say, they're playing Orlando. The Celtics just played without Jason Tatum. They won. The Memphis Grizzlies now lost Ja Morant.
Well, they lost.
So my point is, if Jimmy Butler misses one or two games and the Warriors get eliminated, you know what? Miss me with the Butler in. Like, this is just this is the playoffs. Like, you may have to play a couple games. You've played a couple games without Steph in the past in the playoffs. I'm just saying, like all season long, Steiny, I think they can get to the finals, Western Conference Finals. Look, they have so much experience. They got pedigree. They got four-time champions. All right, they lose Butler for one game, and now these guys can't bring it home? I'm not saying don't be worried.
And I'm just saying. And I'm not saying they can't, Steiny. I just think you're kind of saying it. It's obvious the task becomes more difficult.
Of course it does. Of course it does.
Man.
But you got to be able to win a game without Butler, especially in the first round, especially against a team that doesn't have a lot of experience. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Warrior fans, how do you handle Jimmy Butler? What do you think? If he's not 100%, should he still go out there and give it a try? I don't know the answer to that. But I do know that if he doesn't think he can be, quote-unquote, Jimmy Butler tomorrow, I think he should sit. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let the crowd take over tomorrow and win that game. Warriors postseason coverage is brought to you by the Agape Golf Tournament on Monday, April 28th. That's right around the corner next Monday. I'm sorry, this Monday. April 28th at Stone Tree Golf Club, presented by ATCO Pest Control. I'll be there along with Goo, and we'll be broadcasting live from 10 to 2. And if you want to go, you can just go to 957thegame.com and click that events page and sign up to play. All proceeds benefit the North Bay and Golden Gate Regional Centers, as well as the San Francisco Autism Society of the Bay Area. What's coming up next on The Game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
That dude should return his muscles. My nephew, Gavin Newsom. And that's what life's about.
Now back to Steiny and Guru. Take it away, Steiny.
All righty. According to the 510, licorice was invented in Lemoore. Now, I don't know that.
Only one licorice. Because I'm racist when it comes to licorice. There's nothing worse than the black licorice. It is the worst tasting thing I've ever had. Who likes it?
It's the worst
concoction ever.
I don't like it either. Well, I don't like any of it.
Yeah. That and guacamole. Guac is my kryptonite.
Oh, my God. I love it.
When I go to people's house in the Super Bowl and they got guac. No.
Dude, I can just scoop it right out of the thing and eat it. If it's nasty to your boy. Oh, I love guacamole.
Yeah,
guacamole is delicious.
Not to your boy, man.
Really?
You put it on everything.
Great on a
just
burger.
Just the sight of it just turns my stomach. I used to go on dates when I was single. They'd be eating like, yuck. Here's a toothbrush.
Put that guacamole on a burger. Take a big bite and watch the guacamole come out the side. The avocado.
And that's what life's about.
You got your outfit picked out for the Monday. The Agape Golf Tournament. I got mine.
We're not golfing.
But you want to look the part.
I'll dress like I normally do.
Substitute teacher today again.
Oh, boy.
And you might want to lose that look. We seen you with the sweater with the collar underneath. Come, give us something else.
How many different things are there? There's a shirt. There's a button-down shirt. There's a long-sleeve shirt. There's a sweater. That's it.
Yeah. Show a little chest. Show a little taco meat.
No. And you got a lot of nerve.
I was waiting on that.
That's great. Yeah, you sway off the sweatshirt a lot. Yeah, no, you don't wear those sweatshirts a lot and jerseys. No,
oh,
you,
that's my
you,
thing.
Exactly. Yeah. So this is my thing.
All right.
It's because he's hairless.
I don't have a taco meat.
All right.
Like a mole rat.
You know, it's funny. I was telling Evan.
On the private threat?
No, when he came in during the break.
Yeah.
I said to him, you know, the irony is we've been talking so much about Kuminga for the last 3 or 4 weeks, but today's the day to actually talk about Kuminga.
I got you.
I mean.
I got you.
You're right. He might start tonight.
There's no doubt.
Night.
I told you yesterday. Man.
So, if Butler doesn't play.
Man. And you're confident. Again, you got Steph and Dre. You're right.
Exactly. Speaker.
But, Steiny, just from what we've seen through eight quarters, this is difficult.
Yes, it
and
is.
And it's almost, you guys are going to call me crazy and throw stuff at me. It's almost unfair to Kuminga that this is the stage that you reemerge. But, hey, you got to do it.
I look at it as, you're right, this is really a lot
that,
to ask of Kuminga.
Okay.
However, he's got a shot if Jimmy Butler doesn't play. He's got a shot, another shot. And let's be honest, if this doesn't happen, like, okay, you ready for this? Here's how I'm going to spin this. This Butler injury could be a blessing in disguise. Absolutely positive.
I hadn't looked
because
that.
Because if it, let's say he misses the next two games, and Kuminga plays in a way that impacts a Warriors win, it's possible. It's within the realm of possibility that they could bring him, that he could get back into the fold.
No doubt.
Because even when Jimmy comes back healthy, so maybe not in a huge role, but certainly not the DNP. CDs that he's been getting.
No, that's a phenomenal point, and I got to slow my roll here because, again, he could play Jimmy tomorrow, but the bottom line is it's length city when you talk about the Lakers or Minnesota. And if you're telling me, Steiny, and we saw that was his last good game, Kuminga soaring through the air with rebounds or whatnot, but the bottom line is you want to go tango in a seven-game series with Minnesota or L.A. and Jonathan Kuminga not be a part? You know, it could it looked like it was headed that way, but – you're right. This opportunity is with a capital O, my friend, for him.
Let's go to Kevin. Kevin's in Pleasanton.
P-Tang.
Hey, Kevin, how you doing, man?
Hey, gentlemen. Very good. So I'll take that bet that Goo didn't take when you offered it because it's an easy bet to win, Goo, when he said that. Okay, go ahead, Johnny.
No, you go ahead. You go ahead. You're good.
I'll take that bet because, Steiny, you're totally right on paper, but Steve Kerr's going to muck it up. Hey. He'll muck it up.
You know
he would? Now. Easy why? Because you know the coach is going to blitz the hell out of Steph.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
And then what? Pachimski and Moody are going to handle that pressure? Steiny, wasn't that you that brought it up? I don't know if they can handle it. You're damn right they can't.
Well,
because they haven't been ever. They can't. However, they should be able to, Steiny, on paper. They should be able to. But Steve has pushed everything through Jimmy. So when Jimmy went out that game, that's why they just all fell apart.
That's a fair point.
No
doubt.
The offense has been pushed that way. Now, I got to give a caveat. My son's down. My son's a coach. He's training doing NBA pre-draft.
Wow.
He did the USA Olympic gold medal team. My mom played pro ball. I'm not calling as a fan. I'm just calling just to drop a little knowledge.
Pro.
Because it's just sad, man, the way that Kuminga has already earned his stripes. If you look at his three-game average against the Clippers.
Wow.
And I say the Clippers because that's when, you know, Kerr said it. All right, the Clippers and the Rockets, he had the second highest plus minus average over 20 points a game and average 7 rebounds a game. On paper, that makes no sense why that young man doesn't play. On paper. Steve, guys, I don't think, based on historic information, and I got to go back to Steiny 2 weeks ago when he told Goo, I don't think Kuminga's going to play.
Even Steiny, if, you said, wow. even if Jimmy's going to, even if Jimmy can't play.
Yeah, man, Steve Kerr sat in the Olympics. Nope. Who did he sit, guys?
No,
Steve,
we got
don't
you.
Care
Tatum.
About nobody.
Right, but you listen real quick. You're on fire, but you've been proven wrong because in game, the last game, Kuminga got 26 minutes because Butler was gone.
No. My point is, but it's like you said, Goo. It sucks that it has to be this way.
Right. Oh yeah,
so
that's
you know
true.
He's scared,
yeah,
bro.
No doubt.
You know
no.
He's scared. All right,
Kevin.
Game plan, relax.
Yeah. All right, Kevin. The bet. So the bet is if.
No Butler, they'll win one game, one of the two games.
Butler has to miss two games.
Yeah, let's hope. I just
if
hope
Butler misses two games, I believe the Warriors will still win one.
Yeah.
But if he doesn't miss, if he only misses one game, there is no bet. Would you take that, Evan? What would you, first of all, do?
Yeah, I would take, as scared as I sound, I would take them 1-1.
Okay, Evan? You get the news, Butler's not playing the next two games.
I think they can get 1 at home.
I think so, too.
But my nightmare is what he talked about. Duh, they're going to blitz the hell out of Curry. And let's not front or lie. Since the inception of Jimmy Butler, this guy's got the ball in it. He's point four. He's doing it all. And to not have that, it's like, oh, we got to revert back. We've done it. But now we got to do it and reacclimate JK in this. Like, it's a big ass, Donnie. It could be clunky. But so have the games.
What if I told you this? Would you believe me? If Butler doesn't play Saturday and I'm Udoka, I'm not blitzing the hell out of Curry. I'm not.
And what would be your thought behind that?
I am not, and it's the same thing with Doncic and the Lakers. It's like Doncic comes out.
Big game tonight.
He scores 18 points in the first quarter.
Yeah.
He dominates the ball. Nobody else really touches
it. The worst.
He goes out of the game. Nobody. He comes back in. He dominates the ball. It's a recipe for late in a game. Nobody's helping anybody.
Mm.
So I'm not saying you let Steph get 50, but put Amen Thompson on and make somebody else have a big night. If Curry gets 40, he gets 40. Who's getting the other 60?
Yeah.
If Curry gets 50. Who's getting the other 50? So, I mean, I don't know how he'll play it, but I'm not necessarily – now. I mean, I'm not saying wrong. I'm just saying who knows how they're going to play it if he's not here. Jimmy Butler, that is. Let's go to Big Smoothie. Big
he's
Smoothie's
back.
In Oakland. What's up, buddy?
I'm back like bell bottoms, but listen.
Oh, nice.
That was, I'm going to give you a
two
four.
Reasons,
yeah.
Two reasons why I think Butler's going to play.
Okay.
Number one, and I don't want the drip, but I'm a 4-year college starter. That wonder shot is for real. That thing
oh,
works.
Okay, yeah.
That thing works. And then Jimmy, it's got another day, guys. Injury to these players are not like us. When they get they're getting treatment around the clock. It's a sore butt. He's going to get a shot. And then there's a second reason, which I think is the biggest reason. Because this would add to the legend of Jimmy Butler. This would just be another thing. We've heard the stories about him in Minnesota with a B team took out the starters. We heard the legend. Listen, Jimmy Butler, every NBA player, I believe, wants that flu game. LeBron wants it so bad. That's one thing LeBron doesn't have. He doesn't have a flu game. Sometimes you're sick and you hungover, whatever, you just play lights out. And I believe this would just add to the legend of Jimmy Butler. Listen, he comes in. We didn't even think he was going to play, but my God, he had a monster game. I can see that happening. And I think players secretly want that. They want that legend story. And I think this would be a legend story.
Well, Big Smoothie.
I don't necessarily even want him to play. Yeah.
I'll say this. Pods had a chance for his flu game. Didn't go so well.
He did.
But
that's why he played, Goo. You're right there, baby. That's why he played. That's why he gave it a shot. Because trust me, if he would have came out on fire, I guarantee you he would have stayed in that game and he would have been okay. Everybody secretly wants that flu game.
Are you buying that?
Thanks, Big Smoothie. I'm not dismissing it. There could be something there for sure.
Does Curry? Well, he got the I'm back game. Where he did play in the first half, but you know what I'm saying, Stoney? I don't remember Curry being sick and going for 60. Like, it's not a mandate.
The one thing that he said, believe it or not, Big Smooth, was something that I had this kind of written down, and it's about NBA players and the perception that these guys are coddled, these guys just play a game,
yeah.
These guys are rich, they don't, and I'm not here to say none of that's true. And I get it. Jimmy Butler is making $55 million a year.
Wow.
But I do think we lose sight of sometimes that Jimmy Butler, with 2 minutes left in the first quarter, comes down on his, I'll just say, pelvis.
Ooh.
And hurts and gets hurt. And from... And a minute after he gets hurt, for the next 48 hours, the only thing the Warriors and Butler are going to focus on is a pelvis. Like, seriously. So Jimmy Butler gets hurt. So he's got to deal with it after the game. Then he's got to deal with it in the middle of the night when he sleeps. Then he wakes up. And the minute he wakes up,
oh, man,
they're going to devote 15 hours of attention to his pelvis. Like he's not, he doesn't get to do anything. He just, and like, I'm not asking anybody to feel sorry for these guys, but.
You're saying that ain't easy?
No, it's not easy. It's really not.
Man.
I mean, some of these guys make a monster commitment, you know, to the game. And that's just kind of the way I feel about it.
You know, I say sports, man. Like, this is exhibit A. Jonathan Kuminga was forgotten about. It was shocking, and we talked to it about it ad nauseum. And all of a sudden, Steiny, it has the ingredients for him to be possibly starting in a playoff. Like, life's a circle, man. And we're all rooting for him if it does happen, but you got to stay ready, Steiny.
Yeah, that's why, you know, let's say you hurt your pelvis.
Yeah, and I have.
Yeah, so it'll probably takes you 7 to 10 days, guy like you. But then you get, like, Jimmy Butler. Well, he's a unbelievable athlete, and he gets to spend 2 straight days addressing this thing. So, yeah, I think he'll be back in a game or two. You know what I mean?
Because Curry missed a week, and I know, again, it wasn't the playoffs, but that was a fall, man.
No doubt.
And you're going to be, you know, there's going to be padding on him whenever he does come back, if it's tomorrow. Like, is he going to be the Jimmy we know?
I don't know.
Is Jalen Green going to be able to go right by him? Are they going to hit that thing?
I don't know. Those are all good questions. Scott in Pleasanton. Hey, Scott, how you doing, man?
Good, Steiny. Steiny, good. Thanks for having me.
Sure.
What a time when actually Steiny is optimistic and Guru
man,
is pessimistic.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? But hey, dude, I know you got 3 kids at home. Your wife, you're going to take care. You need to get some sleep, right? So I'm going to turn that pessimism into optimism with the realm of possibility. Okay, so follow me with this. There's going to be a split here if Jimmy doesn't play either one of these games. Curry's going to have a 40-piece. That's going to be one of the games, okay? But everybody else has to come along for the ride. So the possibility is, can Draymond get 10 that game? Possibility, right? Realm of possibility? Answer is yes. Can Post get 14? Absolutely, Post can get 14. Can Pajemski get 18? Yes, he can. Can Moody get 12? Yes. Can GP2 get 12? Yes. The key here is your guy, right? When we talk about your guy, can he get 8? And the answer is yes, he can get 8, right? The key to his game is going to be getting 7 boards and playing defense and getting an efficient 8. Now, that gets you to 114 points. Why are they going to get to 114? Because Houston can't score 114. And the possibility is definitely there that we can get there because they're not going to have a strong defense without Butler. But the possibility is there for that to happen, but they all have to come along for the ride when Steph gets 40. Then when they do the split, Butler's going to be well-rested, go back to Houston, take it, and then finish in seventh.
I'm not mad at the ideology behind that. I would just say the Warriors have scored under 100 points against this Rocket defense 5 of the last 7 games. So for him to – I love how he got there, Stoney, but the likelihood – talk to me.
You want me to be Scott? You know what? I'll be optimistic today because I actually am. One of the reasons they haven't scored a lot against the Rockets the last 3 games is because of Jimmy Butler. They're playing slower.
Yeah, no doubt.
They're playing more in the half court. And Houston's still a good defense. That's kind of what I think. Let's go to Leroy in Oakland.
Lee.
What's up, Leroy? How you doing?
Hey, what's up, Steiny? What's up, Goo?
You got it.
Happy Friday, you guys, man.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I think the Warriors, you guys, should go ahead and sit Jimmy Butler and just make sure that he's fully healthy because we see what we were without Jimmy, and we don't need him going in there 80%, 70%. We need him coming in 100%. So I say we sit him, but if we sit him those 2 games, guys, we are going to have to work. And I say we because I'm a big Warriors fan. The Warriors are going to have to out-hustle Houston. They're going to have to be tougher than Houston. And specifically, it's the guards rebounding. Like you guys
Good
know,
point.
I always key on that. It's the guards rebounding. And, you know, if we can just stay in the game with our toughness, with our grit, which a lot of that Jimmy brought, and he brought it in the way of infusing that toughness, that grit into other players. And it seems like soon as Jimmy is out, Pazinski loses his toughness. Moody loses his toughness. You know what I mean? It's like they become indecisive with the ball, whether they want to shoot. And so they're going to have to take what Jimmy's taught them into these 2 games if Jimmy's not in and go, hey, we got to put our hard hat on and we can out-hustle this team. I look at rebounding from the guards. I look at steals, right? And I think we can do it, but we're going to have to get tough. And so I say sit him no and make sure that he's ready to go.
Good stuff, Lee.
Thanks, Leroy. Usually when people say, hey, that guard averages 5 rebounds a game, I'll be like, so what? I mean, guys run into rebounds.
Yeah, no.
In this case, I do think Leroy has a point because, A, let's face it, the Warriors have 2 good rebounding guards, and I'm including Curry.
Yeah.
He's a good, for a guard, he's a good rebounding guard.
At 5 last game.
And in a game like this, I do think maybe Pajemski and Curry got to make sure not to leak out at all and to make a conscientious effort on the defensive glass and at least be in a position to at least be in a position to get some loose stuff that may that may come their way.
Yeah, the backcourt for the Rockets, Van Vliet and Green collectively had 10 to the Warriors too. I mean, including Moody and Pods. 14 minutes for Pods, and that was just a bad game.
Yeah, I mean, like, even in only 14 minutes, he didn't have 1 rebound.
No doubt.
I mean, even if he's healthy, he'll get 2 in 14 minutes, I would think. But, all right, 888-957-9570 is the number. We got to talk about Jonathan Kuminga. Because what he may be asked to do is it's very unusual. I mean, he's a player who had a pretty big role on this team. He got hurt. He came back. The role was completely different. He struggled a little bit. And apparently he struggled so much that Steve Kerr didn't play him in 3 consecutive games. And now they don't the irony to me is they don't need the Jonathan Kuminga that returned from the playoffs. They actually need the Jonathan Kuminga who was playing before the playoffs, or I'm sorry, before the injury. And man, this is a big challenge for him. And it's you're right. It's a challenge, it's an opportunity, but it's not going to be easy. And you know what? You said one thing, and I usually don't do this, but yeah, I'm rooting for him too.
Yeah.
I'd like to see him come through, or at least impact a win in a positive way. And I do believe that
he's capable.
He's capable. There's an opportunity here, as hard as it is,
man,
he could weasel himself back into this rotation if he's going to play more and Butler doesn't play. He's got a shot, everybody. He does have, it's like he might have one last shot. And for that, I got my popcorn, Randy.
That's I kind of retired that, though.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
You used it 2 days ago.
No, I didn't.
Oh, three.
No, I didn't.
So 888-957-9570 is the number. How you feeling about Jonathan Kuminga and the fact that he may have to play 25 minutes tomorrow night? Are you confident in Kuminga? That's the question I have. 888-957-9570. That segment was brought to you by Chilton Auto Body.